97.5.
All right, 7:51, a high today of about 80, and it should be pretty nice. 82, excuse me, in sunny skies. 80 tomorrow and isolated thunderstorms possible. 65 at the moment. And with all the polls and everything, putting you know, Hillary Clinton is the front runner in, among Democrats to be the next president, presidential candidate, and then you know, could go on and become president. That's how it works.
Really?
If she won the, yeah, I know. Pretty fun civics lesson today, huh?
Do they make a Schoolhouse Rock about that?
I'm sure.
Because I know they have the Bill one.
YouTube it.
Okay.
And see. So, you know, we thought, hey, let's talk and see, what do you think about Hillary Clinton as the next president? Are you going to freak out? Move to a different country? I don't know. What are you going to do, go to Canada? What's that?
Hunger strike.
Hunger strike?
Yeah.
Until America votes her off?
Until she gets impeached.
Yeah. Did Sanjaya ever sport a Hillary Clinton do? I don't think so. You have the helmet?
No.
You have the helmet going on? One thing she does need to do, Hill, if you're listening, soften the voice a little bit. Now what we need to do is we need to go and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, good Lord. Chill out the voice a little bit. Have a lozenge or something. You're hurting my ears. So that's my one piece of advice. Other than that, very well-spoken woman. She knows what she's talking about and has a good chance. So what do you think? Go ahead.
My thoughts on Hillary Clinton, I don't think it's a good idea.
Why?
The reason why, with her husband being with the UN, I could see a lot more UN control in America.
With her husband being with the UN?
He's actually in cahoots with the UN. He's actually some type of representative with the UN now. And I feel that I could see more UN control in America, too. Because if she becomes president, he's in the UN. Kind of not very good coexistence going on.
Yeah, what was she saying? She was saying she'd have him be like an ambassador to the world and just send him around countries and try to be diplomatic with people.
Exactly, because he's with the UN.
But what's wrong with that? He'd help improve relationships with other countries. A lot of people really don't like us right now around the world.
Well, a lot of people don't like the United Nations either.
Who?
United Nations has a lot of big problems, everybody. You know, there's a lot of radio talk shows out there that are not always broadcast or on the news that don't really talk about that stuff for some reason. I have no idea why. But you can find it on satellite radio and they'll explain it clearly. But it's just the fact, you know, like Iraq, they don't like United Nations. And of course, America's had a problem with the United Nations for the fact getting their support with the war and whatnot.
Yeah, but, you know, they kind of had a good reason for that, didn't they? I mean, a lot of people are looking back on that saying, well, Matt, maybe we rushed into things a little bit too fast.
Well, my feeling is I think it's a bad thing because I think the UN and her as president, him and the UN, I really feel there can be a big problem going on, especially when she was also supporting partial birth abortion, too.
Yeah.
Before.
Well, I mean, obviously, if you can judge somebody based on their political beliefs and what they believe and everything, but are we judging her more on her personal traits, the fact that she was married to Bill Clinton and the fact that she's a woman, or are we judging her more on her political beliefs? Because, yeah, I mean, obviously you're going to have your candidate that you like based on what you personally believe and the positions you want advanced.
Well, I'm,
you know,
more...
I mean? Like, what about her versus any other Democratic candidate that would have the same agenda?
Well, Sam Brownback blew her out of the water. That's what I think, is the fact that, you know, Hillary Clinton's is for partial birth abortion. She went for that. Plus, she's up for this new hate crimes bill that they're trying to pass through legislated, unless Bush says he's going to veto.
Well, fair enough, man. Well, we appreciate you calling in.
All right.
Take care. Hey there, what do you think? Hillary Clinton is the next president.
I think it would be a great idea. It's about time we got a female in the office.
Yes.
You'd do great things for this country.
Yeah.
Just because her husband may have had a bad name after, you know, the Monica Lewinsky thing, it has nothing to do with her.
Yeah, you're right. She's pretty smart. You know, she's not just his lapdog,
you know,
or something.
As senator of, you know, New York State, my home state, you know, she's done great things for New York, and you know, I think it'll just carry on as she makes the presidency.
Well, good stuff, man. We appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
Hey, what do you think? Hillary Clinton is the next president.
I think, you know, there's positives. She's a very intelligent woman. You know, she does have a great resume. But at the same time, she's a woman. They're all completely insane.
That
Once a month, we'd invade a country, and, you know, a week later, it'd be over.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes, we've talked about male PMS before, and sometimes I wonder... With our current president.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And she'd have advisors that could, you know, this isn't really a good idea.
Yeah.
Why don't you wait a week or two? And
I don't think that once a month argument is a very good argument.
That's my only fear.
Yeah, really? I don't know. That seems pretty shallow.
It is.
All right. Well, at least
you haven't had a sexist calling yet, so I figured I'd help you out.
All right. We appreciate that, man.
Yeah, not a problem.
See ya.
Later.
Coming up on Stukes in the Morning.
We'll talk some more about the idea of Hillary Clinton as the next president. Say it's out of your control, you know? There's nothing to do about it. It's going to happen. What do you do? And we also need to tell you about Paris Hilton going to jail, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' plans for her womb, and... Nicole Richie's womb as well, so lots of stuff to get into it about. Lots of wombs to get into it about 8:10. High today of 82 with sunny skies. 80 and isolated thunderstorms possible tomorrow. 65 now.
Stukes in the Morning. 539-9750.